Welcome back to Placemaking the Solar Punk. With a slight delay, I give a big welcome to our speakers for this session, Lu Yan and Xavi. Grassroots Movements Transforming Politics is the title of our conversation now. Last year has been a year full of movements, but there's also a lot of experience from movements before. And I look very much forward to hear this juicy conversation, but how about you guys have just a quick introduction of who you are, and then I'd like to ask Xavi to give a short presentation. Lu Yan, you want to start?
Yeah. Hi, Xavi. It's nice to meet you. So my name is Lu Yan, and I'm based in Potsdam, which is close to Berlin. And I'm a free candidate for the next federal elections, which are happening next year in September. So I'm running without a party. My background is in Extinction Rebellion and Greenpeace. So, but yeah, I think due to my year in the climate movement, I'm really inspired to use this energy and bring it into the next elections. The stakes are really high in Germany. I mean, like everywhere, if we don't switch towards 1.5 degree limit in the next legislative period, the ship has sailed. So it is my main mission to bring this objective into federal politics, because so far what we've seen in Germany is that all our big parties, they are not committing to hard objectives enough, which are sufficient. Everyone is talking about climate neutrality in 2050, but that's not enough, as we all know. So as a free candidate, I want to build new coalitions in this electoral area, which has roughly 200,000 people. I need 50,000 votes to win the direct mandate, and so that's a quantitative challenge. But my slogan, you can see on the right side of me, is called "Einfach machen." It means more or less just do it or make it easy. It's a wordplay or a double meaning. It means that I would like to offer people easy ways to engage with the classical politics, especially people who are kind of turned off or disappointed by regular party politics, who find it too hierarchical and too patriarchal and so on. And the machen, the doing, I think is really important. And I learned this during Extinction Rebellion. I think there are so many solutions and great initiatives and grassroots energy there. We just have to make it bigger and like scale it up and bring more energy to it. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. So the assumption is everything is there. We need to find out where are the resources in the community, bring it together and like create this movement during the next year. And yeah, to kind of make a statement, but also win the election. Yeah, so over to you, I would say, except if you have questions you need for your background, maybe, then let me know. Do for delay?
I think Jakob got frozen.
Yeah, Xavi, please just go ahead. And great intro, Lu Yan.
After this great and inspiring intro, I think mine will not be that great. I'm Xavi Ferrer from Barcelona. I'm a founder member of Barcelona en Comú, which is what I'm explaining afterwards. And my background is basically like grassroots movements, squads. My framework is the Zapatista movement, World Social Forum, anti-globalization. And a couple of years ago, after being involved in the housing movement and evictions and all this stuff, we decided in Barcelona together with many other activists to jump into formal politics, into official politics, and run for office. And we won. And this is the crazy thing. And now I was working a couple of years for the organization that won the elections for Barcelona and Comú. And now I'm working for the city of Amsterdam, trying to do something similar and to creating some municipalist movement in Europe.
That's super impressive. You've been an inspiration with Barcelona and Comú. I also saw the documentary about Ada Colau and like the whole thing. It's like very inspiring.
Great. So you want me to go on with the presentation that I prepared, Jacob, or how you want to do it?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to share the screen. I prepared some presentation to make it a bit more, because I don't like, at least I'm very tired with this, looking at faces all the time. So I did this. I think like this, okay. So first I'm going to explain the framework in which we, or the context in which we decided to do something this crazy, because for us, for people like me who always hated and still hate, if I'm honest, parties and formal politics, it was a crazy leap to do. 2007, we already know this big economic crisis. 2009 in Spain, I think it was pretty different in Northern Europe, but in Southern Europe, it started to be pretty crazy, the social crisis. And with social crisis, I mean like crazy evictions and a lot of violence perpetrated by the state, by the institution. Some people who killed themselves when they were about to be evicted. And we started to see something crazy, like people who never got together or who never fight started to do it. No? I like this picture because it makes people from different colors, which is something that it never happened before in Spain. And in 2019, we had our Occupy, which was called 15M. And this was very important because this opened the debate of whether what we had was an actual democracy. And we had these like big mobilizations and all this stuff. And this created a shift. And then in 2014, we said, hey, in the next year, we have local elections in Barcelona and also national elections. So we thought, maybe it's the right moment to think about something like this. We decided to launch this idea and we won the elections. We decided to run for office and we won, as I said earlier. Just one picture to show this. And the night when we had the results. And I'm going to explain a little bit very quickly, because I think it's more about a conversation, but the process in which we created Barcelona en Comú. We launched the idea of like, okay, we never thought about mixing our energies, and when I say our, I mean people from the street, social movements, NGOs, with political parties. But we thought that maybe that was the right time, so we launched this idea. Why don't we create something new that gathers all the energies? We said very explicitly, we don't want to create another lefty party that sums to the infinite list of leftist small parties. So we want to gather all these energies. And we said, are people interested in this? And we said, if we collect 30,000 signatures, then this was the first step. If we collect 30,000 signatures in 3 months, then we'll go on. Otherwise, we'll be back to our housing, environmentalist, feminist, or whatever movements. And we did. We collected them. So we said, okay, let's go. We invited all kind of parties to join, all kind of organizations, and also all kind of people. This was the key factor. If we were able to engage people who were never in politics. So what we did the first, when once we decided to go on, was to create this code of ethics, which maybe in Germany or in other places is not that important, but in Spain, there is still a lot of corruption and all these things. So it was very important to say, okay, the way we are doing politics is not only about the ideas or the goals, but the way we are doing this is going to be different. Our agendas are going to be public. We are going to have a maximum wage. So there's some sort of things that we are going to do very differently, so that we are not working for the big lobbies, big corporations, or the big powers, but we are working in a very open source way. Which in the hackers movement, maybe it's a very common thing, but definitely in party politics, no, at all. So this was the first thing that we did. The second thing was a participatory program. So we basically created an online platform where everyone was able to, propose an idea, something to do in the city. Could be something, a big idea or something very specific in your neighborhood or whatever. And we did also some physical meetings, because there's people who are not very used to work online. And we put all that information together in this online platform. And then we were like putting together different ideas, like adding. And it's a long process. There's no time now to explain this. Once we had the program, so the what, after the how, then we had the what. And then it's like, okay, how are we gonna do this? Like technically, no, logistically, we need money. We need some people working on this. So we were like also talking, like we don't want money for big organizations. We're gonna make public all our numbers and blah blah. And this is what we did. We did next. And then what we did the last was the, so I had a problem. Can you see properly the,
Yes, we can see.
Yes.
Okay. Because I had something. And the last thing, and we did it in this order because we thought it was, if we would have started thinking who would running, because then that would be very difficult. We started with how we're going to do it and what we're going to do it. And then who. Who is not the most important thing, and always creates some tensions because there's ego, there's people who really like to be in some concrete positions. So this is the last thing we did. And yeah, so then we started the campaign and it was very good because we won. I compile here some ideas of what I think were like key factors of the success, but it's too long. Maybe we can go through this later in the conversation, but I would like to focus on three points that defines what municipalism, the approach, because as I said earlier, we had national elections and local elections, and we had a long debate. For 3 months, we were debating what to do. And we decided finally to run for local elections. Based, to be honest, also in logistics and practical reasons, but also thinking that the state level is much more difficult to get in. There's the big powers are more powerful there, and it's much easier to gather people and to understand each other and to talk about concrete problems locally. So we embraced this municipalist strategy, which we summarized in 3 points. Local focus, so we are working locally with people, with the neighborhoods, which allows much more normal people to get involved. Then the idea of confluence, which is pretty critical, at least in Spain it was. We wanted to put together parties, NGOs, social movements, artists, scholars and people from the academy, some people who are usually don't like each other or sometimes hate each other. Like, let's put the focus on the things that we want to do and let's let ourselves know each other and collaborate with each other. And then the third point, which is very important, is about the network, because this idea of local can be interpreted in a very nationalist way. Like, it's about us, and it's definitely not about us. We are trying to solve global problems. We need the network. When we did this in Barcelona, Madrid, Coruña, Valencia, many other cities in Spain did something similar, and some of them also won the elections. But much more than in Spain, we are talking about solving problems that are like historical, patriarchy, exploitation, growth, all these things that are global. So when we focus on the local, it's not because we forget this, but because the way we create this big power that we need to change these things is focus on the local, but we keep the global approach. And then very quickly, I want to talk about two projects that we are working on. One of them is the European Municipalist Network. It's a project. Actually, the name, we are not a network, or we are creating this network now. And there's four activities that we are doing. We are mapping local initiatives. There's a group of feminization of politics, thinking how to feminize the way we treat each other, the way we think, the way we collaborate, the way we do politics. Another activity is dissemination, so communication, but also writing in general about, we are working with people from the academy, people from journalists and others. And then the municipal school, which this event, this talk could be included in this. Like, we want to spread, we want to share our experiences, no, from different municipalist organizations in Europe. So this one project, and this is going on. Everyone is invited. It's a totally open project. And then the other one is a forum that we are organizing in May next year. And we take a little bit the soul of the World Social Forum. Maybe some of you know about it. But we want to do this in a decentralized way. So we want to take most likely April and May, 2 months, for as many cities, towns, and villages in Europe to organize a 2-3 days conference for thinking, how is the city or the village or the town of the future that we want? So which is the transition that we need to start to walk through, and which is the vision that we have of this future? And we want to do it you can see here, like, without owner, you know, in a very open source way. We want to, you know, frame it, of course, with the COVID thing, with the environmentalist movements that raised up in the last years, and pretty focus on this idea of transition, no? Different transitions, because it's towards sustainability, towards decolonizing, towards feminization, and towards the digitalization, and maybe some others. And one important thing, and I think I can finish with this, is the way we want to work. We want to do politics in a different way. So it's not about your personal ego, but also your organizational ego, because sometimes, like, I want the brand of the logo of my organization to be in the center. But, okay, let's put this away and let's really sum forces. So, yeah, everyone is invited to contact us and to organize an event in their municipality to do this. We'll also use the CIDIM, which is an online platform in which each of the groups will use it for organizing their own event, but also will use it to federate the results of the different events, the different local forums. There's much more to explain, but I don't want to make it longer. This is a bit of a joke, of course, but since the in Germany, in Leipzig this year, and you, Lu is your name, or Lu Yen, I don't know, Lu Yen, you're thinking about this and organizing this for Potsdam. I was making this joke, but in general, of course, I'm doing this because Jakob contacted me, and I think this is what we have to do, spread and collaborate and everything. I'm an internationalist, but I'm also doing this, collaborating with this because we need you. And when I say you, now I was focusing a bit in Northern Europe. I think in Southern Europe there are many things happening, also because of the crisis is more obvious. But the centrality and the energy that you have, the power, let's use the right word, that you have, if we would have in Leipzig, Potsdam, Berlin, or Munich, or Amsterdam, or one of the big important cities in Northern Europe, if we would have a mayor, as we have in Barcelona, that said 2 weeks ago, please, citizens of Barcelona, don't buy in Amazon. It's killing our street, our shopkeepers. It's killing our economy and our city. If this would be said by the mayor of Berlin, this would be like, you know, the mayor of Berlin has the telephone of the mayor of New York, Beijing, or whatever. So yeah, it's also an invitation for you all to do this. Yeah, and maybe I think I did it a bit longer. Sorry.
Amazing storytelling, Xavi. And Lu Yen, please, any questions? This is your time. Yeah.
So I want to pick up your initiative, Javi, and maybe we can talk about, you know, just play through how would it look like a local transition forum in Potsdam. Yeah. So I think one big challenge which you always have is like, okay, you need a digital infrastructure, how to get people on there, what kind of infrastructure is there, how can people, you know, what do you give them, what is existing, what kind of templates or guidelines or other things, resources do you provide, and what needs to come from the local?
We are doing this in, for some people, this would be a weakness. For me, this is a strength, in an extremely open way. So we still don't have a governance for this project. Mm-hmm. You know, the more people join, the more, you know, okay, let's take decisions together. And it's the same with this idea of the template of how a local forum could look like. We are working on this. It's an open document. We can share this with you or whoever would be interested. So the idea, what we want is to we are actually asking people what they need locally. We are in some cities that we know more people, we are trying to put people together, like people. What we think is that the main, and that's why I explained at the beginning the context in which we decided to do this in Barcelona, because without the I don't find the word, without the broth, you can't do that. No, you need a strong social civil society. If you don't have this, and this is where everything has to be based on. So we are inviting people. I'm making now this example with Budapest, because we had this call a couple of days ago. All the people that we know from Budapest, from different movements, we made a call with all of them, say, hey, do you want all together without any fight, without anything? We don't have to agree on everything, but we share the main idea. So let's organize something in which we can debate this and we can bring these debates more mainstream. So, and what do you need? And we are now working with the CDM, trying to set this platform, because this is something that people said that they would need. But in general, for example, now we are also thinking about communication. We are thinking that each local group would have their own communication and their freedom to set the program in the way they would like. But also, it would be interesting to have a common communication with a common name, so that it's clear that we are part of the of something together. Oh, someone said, Uge says 3 minutes. So, yeah, I don't know whether I answered your question. What we ask in one sentence would be openness, generosity, an actual will to do something that is useful for the movement in a broad way.
Yeah.
And what we offer is, okay, we are 9 people in Amsterdam working on this. We have a strong network, big network at least, of people here and there, and we are inviting all of them, all kind of, I don't know, think tanks. We are talking with Extinction Rebellion UK, for example. These are one of the guys who will be involved, definitely. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, maybe then it makes sense if we talk after this call, because this will be over in a couple of minutes. Maybe just want to give you some feedback just a last question on Barcelona and Comú, actually. You said you had a platform there to do the participatory program. What kind of platform was that?
I don't remember. I can search that information, because the link, the website must be still there. Mm-hmm. But I can also ask and put you maybe in touch with the right people or whatever. I will do that. No problem.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And just about the timelines, when you were presenting, can you remember from when to, like before you started the campaign, how much time went into the preparation process of from signatures to list?
From signatures to list, since we got the signatures until the list was something like 8-9 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something like this.
Yeah, because right now we are 9 months away from the elections, so we need to move really, really fast now. And I think maybe a difference to Barcelona is that I'm running for the federal parliament, but it's kind of a mixture. Like, you want the people from one electoral area to vote for one direct candidate and then bring it into the federal government. So there is this link between national politics and local politics, I think. Like, I need to break down the global problems into local tangible projects, and then identify where is the national challenge here. So like, I can, you know, be a transmitter between the worlds. Yeah. But yeah, these talks always go by too fast. I feel we've barely scratched the surface, but it was nice to meet you, and we can pick it up later on.
Sure.